This weekend, Unalaska will host the second annual Bering Sea Women's Conference. Organizer Beatrice Dietrich says the event is all about bringing together women to share their stories. Dietrich sat down with KUCB's Hope McKenney to explain.
Storytelling is a very powerful tool, and it can promote empathy, connectedness, and be very helpful for building strength in a community. And the idea was to focus more on involving various other communities outside of Unalaska as well. Not necessarily just people from communities along the Bering Sea either, but really reaching out to women in Alaska, women outside of Alaska, but kind of expanding the net of the conference.
Why overall is it important to bring women together in this space?
So somebody much smarter than myself could elaborate on the various trends that we're seeing with out-migration of women from rural Alaska communities, women leaving at pretty high numbers and not returning to rural Alaskan towns. And so having a conference directed specifically towards women, I think, is very important in establishing these connections and communities of women that will hopefully promote women to stay in these communities or come back to these communities, because we've got this infrastructure and this community of women that are really supportive, and women play a very vital role in any town, especially in rural Alaska, where everybody has a really important role and everybody's actions impact each other hugely. To have a conference like this to inspire people to tell their stories, to become involved in the community, to advocate for women's rights, human rights, you know, whatever interests them. Those are the kind of things that we see transpire after a conference like this. So, you know, that's why it's important to do these things.
And who's going to be speaking at this year's conference?
We have three amazing speakers that I'm so excited about. I'll talk a little bit about Candace Nielsen first. She is a resident of Cold Bay, and she's coming up on the Testamina that morning and leaving on the Testamina after the conference, so she'll be here very briefly. But Candace is an incredible woman. She has served on the city council in Cold Bay. She served as mayor for 2 years. Currently, she is the director of the public library there, and then she's working on a degree in rural development through University of Alaska Fairbanks. So she's a pretty impressive individual. Our next speaker is Michelle Terrio-Boots, and she is a journalist in Alaska. She currently is a reporter for Anchorage Daily News, and she has 3 children, and she's a very busy individual and has so many fascinating stories that you can read online. She is so excited to come, and we're so excited to have her. The third speaker is Laurel Breitman, and Laurel has come through our community a few times working on various stories. She is a professor at Stanford Med School and a TED Fellow and a New York Times bestselling author and just a really engaging person.
Is there anything else that I should have asked you or you'd like to share?
I guess I do have one more thing to add. I really want to, again, thank all the people who have made this possible, all the volunteers, and then our other sponsors, Salmon Sisters, Optimera, The Grand Aleutian, USAFE, and Unalaska Brew Co. So thank you all, and thank you so much, Hope, for having me today.